This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We keep a close eye on oil as a resource on this program. Same with water, with drought in the West and floods in Texas and beyond. After days of rain, Texas reservoirs are about 80% of full compared to 66% a year ago. But some experts say what looks like the end of a drought in that region could just be the middle. Gigi Duban reports from Alabama.
It's tough to know when a drought starts and when it ends. John Tracy is president of the American Water Resources Association. Short term, he says, Texas has more water than it can deal with.
But when you look out a month or two, if the rain completely shuts off and they go back into low precipitation for the rest of the summer, you know, you can find yourself back in a drought pretty quickly.
Tracy says drought is simply when you have a hard time meeting water needs. And if groundwater and reservoir levels are any indication, there's still a lot of uncertainty. Paul Block teaches civil and environmental engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says record-breaking rains have bolstered many Texas reservoirs.
But they are by no means full yet.
Block says it could take months, even years, for some water levels to return to normal. Now, he says, the focus is on predicting precipitation, so reservoir managers know how much water to store and how much to allocate to farmers and municipalities. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.